We are only interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is bent coppers.
Now, one of the biggest TV dramas of the century, the king of twisty, knotted up, keep your phone down storytelling, is coming back. After 4 years off our screens, Line of Duty is officially returning for a seventh series. Filming starts in Belfast next spring, and the AC12 trio are back. Martin Compston, Vicky McClure, and yes, our very own Adrian Dunbar as Ted Hastings. Fans are losing their minds. And for the rest of us, well, apparently this is the moment that we finally have to cop on and catch up. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Tara Duggan. Now, you've probably seen the headlines in recent days. The BBC has confirmed Line of Duty, one of the most watched dramas of the century, is returning for a brand new six-part series. It last aired in 2021, pulling in almost 16 million viewers for the final episode. The storyline, the acronyms, the corruption, the conspiracies, people were absolutely obsessed. I was not one of those people. I've never seen a single episode, and I apparently need to apologise for this.
Mother of God. Mother of God.
Mother of God. Mother of God.
Mother of God. Mother of God.
So why does the show have such a grip on people, and why are fans treating this announcement like the second coming of Ted Hastings? Now, to explain and to convince me why I need to go back and watch all six seasons, I'm joined by a man who, I think it's fair to say, lives and breathes this show. Brendan O'Loughlin, co-host of 98FM's Big Breakfast and one of the voices behind Shrine of Duty, the fan podcast that's become a cult in its own right. Brendan, you're very welcome to News Talk Daily.
Tara, thank you so much. Do you know what? I just want to start by saying I'm jealous that you haven't watched it, because it's so good when you watch it for the first time. I envy that you have that ahead of you.
I won't lie, I'm feeling quite nervous about this podcast today, because you and I have known each other and worked together for a very long,
very long time.
And I was almost had a feeling of shame coming in here that I have not seen it.
No, of course there's no shame involved. Look, I'm very aware that, like, it's only a TV show, that the absolute hype is completely blown out of proportion. It's over the top. And maybe for some people who've never seen Line of Duty before, to see all the headlines, to hear everyone talk, to hear us do this podcast, they'd be like, this is so annoying. Like, stop talking about Line of Duty. But I think in the world that we're living in at the moment, I think we need things like season 7 of Line of Duty that we thought we wouldn't get. I think we need to get into the World Cup. We need this stuff as a distract. We need levity. And this is what this is.
Okay, so I'm a Martian. I've landed on Earth today. Yep. I know nothing about it.
Yep.
Talk me through it. What is it? What? Where's the setting?
Yeah.
What is it that makes it such compelling watching?
Okay, so Line of Duty is a police drama, essentially. But what's different about this is it centres around the anti-corruption unit. So it's the police policing the police. So it's a unit called AC12, so Anti-Corruption Unit 12. So you've got Vicky McClure, Adrian Dunbar and Martin Compston. And they play Kate, Ted and Steve. And these are they're your three main characters, and they are investigating what they call, you know, rotten apples. So the inside men of the police force. And it's just brilliant. Like, if you love what we call like a strong female lead, a TV show, like you said in your intro, that you have to put the phone down. You can't. It's not one of these shows that you watch in the background. You've got to follow every little thing.
You have full concentration.
Full concentration. And if you love watching something that you can't figure out, that it drives you insane, that you don't know how it's going to end, this is the show for you.
Now, give me a sense of just how big this is.
It's absolutely huge, but it wasn't always. It started, Line of Duty started on BBC Two in like kind of like 11 p.m. slot for, I think, the first two, maybe three seasons. And it wasn't until about season four or even five that it moved into like the, you know, the 9 p.m. primetime BBC One slot. This is the old school appointment to view TV. It's not put all on a player. It's not all streamed at the one time. It is released when it comes out new, one episode on a Sunday at 9 p.m. And you just get this vibe that everyone's sitting down at the same time to find out what happens next.
Now, you mentioned Martin Compston, Vicky McClure and Adrian Dunbar. Mm. What is it about them as a trio that makes them so impactful in their roles?
I just think, like, the writing of this show, genuinely, it's incredible writing. So Jed Mercurio, who's the creator, I think he has a medical background first, and then he moved into writing these kind of dramas. And the writing's just so good. He's really carved out three very individual characters. They work so well together. I think fans of the show who follow it closely see through their own social media that they get on really well. And they have so much fun filming. And I think that really kind of buys people into their relationship on screen as well. And I just think, obviously, there's an extra grow, I think, for Adrian Dunbar from an Irish audience point of view. And his Tedisms and his one-liners, like, it's just fantastic.
So he's really famous for these Tedisms.
Yeah.
Talk me through some of them.
Okay, so some of the standout ones were, you know, he'll turn around really dryly, you know, somebody will try and basically pull the wool over his eyes and he'll say, "I didn't float up the lagging on a bubble."
I didn't float up the lagging on a bubble.
Which I had never heard before. Apparently people say, "I've never floated up the Liffey on a bubble." I hadn't heard it.
You know what I mean?
He uses Mother of God an awful lot.
Mother of God.
There was a cracker in one of the most recent series where he said, Mary, Joseph and the wee donkey.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Can we just move this thing along before it drives us all round the bloody bend?
Jesus,
which
Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey.
Huge meme.
It was everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some cracking one-liners.
Superintendent Hastings, like the battle.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. That's why I'm asking the organ grinder, not her monkey.
And we will be left holding a sprat when we should have landed a mackerel.
Well, she's cooked her goose now.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Now we're sucking diesel.
Got you a big pint of that cat's piss that you young fella seem to like so much.
You look like a couple of kids who've been caught robbing an orchard.
Well, back to the coal-faced Aperia, unless you've got some more egg-sucking tips for your granny.
None of my people would plant evidence. They know I would throw the book at them, followed by the book shelves.
If I see a bent copper, I only know one way, and that's full throttle.
The name's Hastings, man. I'm the epitome of an old battle.
All you wished.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, that Adrian Dunbar is an Irishman, but it films in Belfast.
Yes.
But it's not set in Belfast.
It's not set in Belfast. It's set in the Midlands in England somewhere, I think. I don't think they actually necessarily say exactly where it is, but I think it's kind of Midlands. And for years, I didn't watch this from the start, by the way. I very much caught up kind of around season 3-ish. And I had never seen Martin Comston before, and I just assumed he was English. And I heard him do a radio interview many years later, and he has the thickest Scottish accent I've ever heard, and I couldn't believe it. So it's somewhere in the Midlands of England.
Nobody was expecting at the end of season 6 that there was going to be a season 7. Is that right?
Yeah. Nobody did expect that. It kind of felt like it was going to be the end, but a lot of people who were big fans of it and followed it, the reaction to the end of season 6 maybe wasn't what was expected. It felt a little bit underwhelming. It wasn't as dramatic as people maybe hoped
for. And so now you know why. Is that what you're saying? Now that we know there's a season 7.
I don't know if there was plans for a season 7. I think they planned to end on 6. When they got the reaction they got, I think they probably had to sit with that for a while.
Yeah.
And I get the impression that maybe the creators of the show were a little bit annoyed at the reaction, or it took them by surprise. I think they had to sit for quite some time, digest that, and then decide whether they wanted to leave it, because that seemed to be the way that they wanted to leave it. And obviously now, this many years later, they've decided, actually, we're going to come back and give you something else.
Because the same criticism was levelled at Game of Thrones. The same criticism was levelled at Lost.
Yeah, two things I haven't watched.
Absolutely, yeah. But that people were not, like,
no,
diehard fans were not happy,
with
the endings. So it's interesting that they've decided that maybe this is a reaction to people's feeling a little bit let down or disappointed.
Yeah.
Now, the BBC has teased a little bit of what's to come and what the next storyline will be. AC12 is no more, is that correct?
Disbanded and rebranded, yeah. So that's shocking to start with, but it's also great that we know we're jumping ahead in time. We're going to kind of hit the ground running. Every single season does. The opening scene of every season is absolutely jaw-dropping. So we do know that there's going to be a new character, a fella called Detective Inspector Dominic Goff, who is described, Tara, as a charismatic officer, celebrated for a string of takedowns of organised crime. However, he is accused of abusing his position to act as a sexual predator. So already we're straight in.
Okay.
But it's the word charismatic that really gets me. I think for me, that kind of zooms in on who maybe might play this guest role. So,
and I was just going to ask you that. Do we know who this is?
We don't know who this is yet, but Line of Duty, so you've got your three main characters, but every series, or nearly every series, there's a guest lead. So they bring in like a big name star, like Tandy Wayne Newton, Danny Mays, Keely Hawes. Mm. They've had some really big names. So whoever is going to play this Dominic Goff is going to be the actor's name on everyone's lips when this new series is out.
And they already have heavy expectations to meet as well. So tell me a little bit about Shrine of Duty then. You're already back. Once the announcement was made, you're back in business.
We were back on. So we just released what we called an urgent podcast required, which is a pun on one of the episodes of Line of Duty. So we came back yesterday to kind of go through the announcement of what's back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure if this day would ever come. I know there's been rumours for a long time. You know, any time we heard the rumours, we all got excited. But I actually cannot believe that we're going to get another season of Line of Duty, and we're going to get another season of Shrine of Duty. It is the most fun. It's like a fucking whirlwind. And all the people who listen to this podcast who get involved, like, we're all absolutely crazy obsessed with the show. So
guys,
this is phenomenal.
Yeah. The last time we did this, we didn't have voice notes. We weren't on video.
We were in the pandemic. We didn't even use Zoom. No one knew how to do a podcast in the pandemic remotely.
This is about to get to insufferable levels for the next year. And I think that's why we're so giddy. Like, we're going to Belfast. We're doing live shows. We're doing merch. We're doing it all. Focus. Like, you know what I mean? This is the moment.
Like, all of the podcasts we do, all of the shows we watch, doing the podcast and getting all the thoughts and theories are always like super, super fun. But this one has been head and shoulders above everything else. And I think this season 7 is only going to be bigger than the rest of them.
Guys, this is our Super Bowl. Like, this is Shakira and J-Lo at the Super Bowl. This is it. Our whole lives have been leading up to this moment.
Shrine of Duty is a podcast that I do with Rebecca, who I co-host 98FM's Big Breakfast with, and our pal Hannah. So we actually met working in the same company together. And it was in 2018-19, I think. We'd gather around every Monday morning, like, did you see last night's episode? And yada, yada, yada. And we went, it's mad that there isn't a podcast for this. We were working at a radio station and went, we don't know how to make a podcast, but will we just, there are studios here where we try and do something. So with the help of a friend of ours who already had a podcast, we managed to get it on the internet and started it genuinely just to have the crack as somewhere to like trash out our own thoughts and theories. And it really grew, like it grew beyond our expectations. We didn't expect it to do anything. So we've continued since then. We've done 2 seasons of Line of Duty. We've gone back and covered some previous like speed recaps. And we've done other TV shows in the meantime. But this is the one we've been waiting for.
And why do you think the podcast has taken off to such an extent?
I think it's that thing of when it's appointment TV, when it's a Sunday evening and you've 7 days to wait for the next one. Anyone who is watching, you need something to fill the space. And people, it's the kind of show where you can come up with these wild thoughts and theories and everyone's trying to guess where it's going to go because no one knows. And I think it's that. And the thoughts and the theories that we get from our listeners are just absolutely bonkers and brilliant.
Because it does leave a lot up, am I right, to the viewer's imagination in terms you're trying to solve the riddle and solve the investigation yourself nearly.
Yeah.
And clues are thrown at you.
There's so many clues. Like, we describe it like you've got to be like an armchair detective. But like, it really, especially in the last couple of seasons, it really got in on itself. You know, at one stage, there was this whole investigation, and there's no spoiler, but you know, there was a whole storyline to do with the letter H, and there was this whole investigation. And at one stage, there was one episode where there was a scene and there was somebody just in the kitchen, and on the kitchen tiles in the background there appeared to be a letter H on the tile, and people listening to the podcast went mental and thought that this was some sort of a clue put into the show by the creators to drive the audience wild. Whether it was or it wasn't, I don't know, but it drove people wild.
Okay, so last pitch to me as somebody who is a virgin in this regard, convince me, why do I need to go back and put in the time and the effort? Because, I mean, I'm assuming, and we're assuming, that you're going to have some previous knowledge. You can't just pick up at season 7.
Yeah.
So why do I go back and watch it
you
all?
If you want to go back, I would say there are 36 episodes, right? So you've got that. You can spread them out. You're not going to want to be left out of the conversations that are happening when season 7 comes out. It's genuinely brilliantly written TV. If you love playing an armchair detective, if you love a strong female lead, loads of twists and turns and loads of drama, and you've got 36 hours to catch up, I'd say go for it.
36 hours isn't a huge investment, actually, when you think about it.
Especially, we don't know how long we're going to wait for the new series to come out. You know, they're filming in spring in Belfast.
Okay.
So the earliest they could get it out is probably late 26. It could even be into 2027. You have loads of time.
Okay. Any questions? No? Good. Carry on.
What are you waiting on? Puff of white smoke.
Okay, Brendan O'Loughlin, thank you. I'm now half terrified and half tempted to lock myself away in a room for 6 seasons, along with a notebook, I think, as well. You'll find Brendan on 19FM every morning and Shrine of Duty on the Go Loud player. Maybe you can give it a listen after you finish your News Talk Daily. For now, from me, Tara Duggan, goodbye.